because you were so loyal, you got another bit of advice. You got to grill these two gentlemen with whatever questions you desire. And keep it clean, please. So if anybody has a question for Angus McNabb or Martin Nash, please stick your hand in the air and we will come to you. No. Okay, this is about Woodbine and IPO's presentation that was mentioned about World Cup and so on. Is this place being built, or is the training facility being built by 2026 for energy and some of these travel machines? Will it be ready by then?
So, the ambition of Woodbine is to have it ready well before 2026. So, technically under your FIFA venues and standards and everything else like that, you've got to run various test events, you've actually got to hand the facility over to FIFA for a period of time for the tournament. So, we will need to have things ready well in advance of that. So that may be having the actual stadium ready. And then it could be ready, some of the modular designs we're looking at, as soon as 2023, for the actual stadium. The performance centre and how that's built out, that may take a little bit longer to work through, but various modular builds and things that we're looking at, permanent structures with modular builds, with prefabricated steel and things like that, they can go up very quickly once the pitch is laid. So the ambition is to get that moving as quick as possible. And we're very committed to that, and so is Woodbine. That's the beauty about having them as partners. They're ready to go. They have zoning already in place for sports, entertainment, and other commercial uses. So we have that battle, so we've already won. It would then be about submitting detailed plans and structures and things like that.
Okay, any other questions for Angus or Martin Nash? I have one for the gaffer, actually. Do you know your lineup for next Thursday? Do you know your lineup for next Thursday?
No, all I know is I'm not in the still, I got one more game tomorrow to have a look, and have a go, and after that game, I'll serve my staff and try and figure out who we can beat, who the lineup will beat for Thursday next week. But you guys have been working real hard, and they've been making decisions for us. Everyone's doing what they're doing in the show, and as everyone goes tomorrow, and how we can build our best lineup to beat Thursday next week.
Okay, everybody, I think they suffered enough. Please give it up. Angus McNabb. And oh, wait, we have one more question. Sorry, one more question. Wait, there is more.
Sorry, I have a question for Martin. In the past 2 years, we saw a team playing mostly defensively, very defensively, like waiting for the opposing team to attack them, and then we defended. If we had the chance, we counterattacked and play. How did Martin, how did he change the game? What's your idea of the tactic of the game? How the team can react?
So, I think I'll let Martin answer it specifically, but that was one of the key things in the interview in terms of what we're looking to do. We gave up too many chances because we were quite passive. And we were happy to let teams come onto us and look at counter-attack. And yes, we have very young, explosive players, explosive talent. But one of the things that impressed me the most about Martin's presentation, his vision of what would take us forward, was his desire to control the ball and to actually take more out of the opposition and have them chasing us for a while. So we can still use those explosive players we have, we can use their attributes, but it's about them maturing as well, them understanding game flow, tempo, what's needed for the right moments in the game. And it's obviously up to him in terms of how we implement that, but we also, we looked at what other teams were successful at in this league, and that forms part of it as well. And so some of the things we'll look at, I think you guys will see a very different style of play from this team. And ultimately, that's one of the reasons why Martin stood out against other candidates. He has a vision for how this team will play, and he's doing a really good job so far articulating it to the guys. And I think as the year goes, they will go from strength to strength as we see this new system in place.
From my point of view, I was with Cavalry the last 3 years, and you look at the three top teams in the league last year, and the two top teams in the league the two previous years, they were the best pressure teams. They played higher on the pitch, one win the ball on the pitch, they wanted to take the tempo of the game. And the teams that have been the best and been most successful in the league are the teams that dictate the tempo of the game. So by letting the game come on to you, you're pretty much picking yourself from mid table and down below. So, it was one of the first meetings I had with the guys, was to say, look, there's the best teams in the league give away the least amount of goals, and the best teams in the league press. So I want to play a more front-footed game, a more pressing game. We won't probably go for 90 minutes every game, but we'll press in stints and try to win the ball higher up the field. We won't drop into our own half at all. We'll drop into a big block sometimes to conserve energy, but at the same time, once they come into that block, we're going to press. So I don't want to be a team that sits back and lets the energy dictate the tempo of the game every game. And, I want to have ownership of the game and our players and, get on our front foot, try to dictate the tempo of the game. And that's what I think the other side of that is, once you get the press right, it's can you make the right decisions in counterattacking or keeping the ball? Because if you just counterattack every time, you just get a seesaw match and you give away chances. So, yes, we want to counterattack when it's on the counterattack, and when it's not, let's keep the ball. See if we can move it, dictate the tempo of the game, and I think that's, or I know that's the way to be successful in this league.
How good of an answer was that? Wow. Any more questions for Chris or for Martin in the room? You guys are like, oh, my goodness. One more? Robin is very eager all the time. That's why.
Well, Martin, did you ever think when you were playing for Rochester Raging Rhinos, and always beat the Toronto Lynx when you came to town, that you'd one day be a manager of a team in an all-Canadian league?
At the time, to be honest, probably not, because I didn't know if there would be an all-Canadian league again. So it's an unbelievable privilege to be a coach or coach as the controlling so many coaching jobs in Canada. There's 13 head coaching jobs. Head coaching jobs in professional sports and professional soccer in Canada. And a few more with assistants. So incredibly privileged. This league doesn't just give that opportunity to players, it gives direct players and coaches. So it's fantastic that this league is here for players of my generation as well as just players of their own generation. So it's an unbelievable privilege.
Okay, any further questions for Gus or Martin? Okay, give it up, everybody. Angus McNabb, Martin Nash.